sweeter than a Junebug on Sunday. You got Cinnamon Chronicles coming at you right now.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you once again for joining me for another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. I, of course, am Cinnamon, your crazy hostess, on this life flight I'm going through chronicling crazy-ass shit that happens when you're middle-aged. Maybe not ordinary, but crazy as fuck sometimes. And Halloween is approaching, and it's one of those times of year that's becoming one of those favorite times, and it's amazing how it's changed over the years, but, and I can get into that a little bit later, but in the meantime, peace, love, and candy corn, let's go on and talk about some Halloween howls. I have to admit that two of my favorite seasons in the world are, or my most favorite two seasons, are spring and fall. And I think it's because of the color changes. You know, out with the old, in with the new, and all that kind of shit. But there's just something about that time of the year. Unfortunately, as a child growing up with asthma, it was also not the best time of the year for me because some of the shit I was allergic to included molds, which are really common in the fall, and especially when there's a lot of fucking rain. But it kind of makes me think about a lot growing up when I was younger and trick-or-treating. I was very fortunate for my grandmother as well as my mother. They were both extremely good seamstresses, so any kind of Halloween costume when we were younger was made for us. And I think the most the one that I remember the most was bride and bridesmaids costumes. I'm like, what the fuck, really? I guess when you have three girls, that's just what you do. But of course, I was a bridesmaid. Whoop, whoop. Always the bridesmaid, which I'm okay with that shit. But anyway, I just remember that one with my two sisters, of course. But, you know, all of our costumes were always handmade. And, you know, and then when they started having the ones that actually with masks and shit, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Why can't we have that kind of, you know, costumes? But, you know, once I actually put one on, I'm like, oh, God, I'd rather have the other ones back. But there's a really cool movie, one of my favorites around the holidays, is a Judy Garland movie, and it's called Meet Me in St. Louis, and it's a beautiful, fun, spirited story of, you know, Victorian times and growing up around St. Louis and going through the seasons and shit, and the one of the really cool parts, and it is, God, there's so fucking many, but one of the parts that I really do like, of course, is the Halloween portion of it, or in the fall portion, because back in those days in the 1800s, I mean, they didn't do trick-or-treat, they didn't do that shit. It was All Hallows Eve, it was the night of evil, and, you know, and just mischievous shit, and all that kind of stuff. Nothing, you know, crazy. It was just like fun and hijinks, I guess. And but of course, you know, when I was younger, we did a lot of trick-or-treating around that time of the year, and it was kind of difficult at times because there was a lot of times I was sick, and I think that's why I remember it so much. But, you know, mainly we just went to family members and just people, you know, that were close. Because that's just, you know, in a small town, you know, that's just what you did. My mother never really took us out beyond anywhere beyond that. It really wasn't until we got, and you know, back then, shit, all they wanted you to do was fucking, you know, go have your candy x-rayed somewhere before you ate it. And I mean, you could eat, you know, people just, it wasn't that big of an issue. But my big time, I remember, started going trick-or-treating, you know, as a group, outside of just family when we got a little older, is I remember one night after we went family trick-or-treating, we ended up going, grabbing a whole bunch of fucking people in the neighborhood, and I don't know if, you know, they'll remember this or not, but cousins and friends and neighbors and all that kind of shit, and we took off going downtown Rockport in Mom's fucking station wagon. And, you know, that's when you could, you know, let your kids out and they could trick-or-treat for streets and streets and streets, and she would just pick us up at the end of the street. You know, that's just what they did. But Halloween, you know, in grade school was always included one of the things we did. Of course, we had the school parties. Those were always so fucking fun. I loved the school parties. And then I also really liked, we would parade downtown in the small town we lived in, and parade downtown and visit all kinds of stores and shit, and everyone would hand out candy, and we got to know the people in the town who had their businesses, and that's just so fucking fun. I mean, even as a parent, actually not a parent, but an aunt, I also did it with nieces and nephews, because it was just such a fun thing to be a part of, and, you know, to see them march off proudly in their little costumes and shit, and it's just the most adorable thing ever. But, of course, when you got back to the school, you had the big Halloween party, which was always freaking fun. And then that, you know, when you're that age, damn, nothing like that was scary. The only damn thing was scary is what kind of crap are you going to get in your bag? Damn. I mean, I hated it when you got the healthy shit, like apples. Blech. One of my best memories of a Halloween I spent was when I was in middle school. And one of my very good friends at the time, who's still my very, 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 very best friend ever, her name is Kathy, and we have been friends for such a long time, been through so much shit together, and I don't know if she remembers this or not, but I do. But I spent Halloween night with her, and she, you know, they did things a little bit more dramatic than we did, of course. We did have trick-or-treaters, and our job, of course, was to greet the trick-or-treaters and pass out the candy, and of course, she included this damn spooky music soundtrack, and included, you know, flipping the lights on and off and shit, and you just being goofy and corny and trying to be scary, and oh my god, that just turned out to be one of the best nights ever. I mean, it was really, really fun doing that. And I can't really remember when I actually stopped trick-or-treating, but maybe, you know, probably when I got into high school, and, you know, things got a little bit different, and then you had Halloween parties and shit that you went through. I can't remember anything like that was quite memorable for my high school years, but started having fun with Halloween once again when the nieces and nephews were born. That was just hysterical. When I went to college, and my younger sister had gotten married, and she had her first child, and we started, you know, coming home over, you know, Halloween break or those fall breaks from college, and going trick-or-treating with the littles, and that was just some fucking fun shit. But I remember specifically, there was one weekend I went home, and my sisters were very much into dressing up with the little, and I think we had the little, she was dressed as a little devil, and they were dressed as vampires. They looked hot as shit. My sisters were always, I always thought they were just so beautiful. But, you know, I had no fucking costume. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do? But damn, gotta tell you, it was one of my most creative costumes ever. It was, I just decided to go as a fucking bag of trash. Yeah, I didn't really want to go as a raisin, so I took a trash bag and, you know, took some of the soot from the, or the, you know, the ashes from the fireplace and put it on my face, and I think my grandmother or my mom or something had some fucking, you know, vegetables and shit, and we ended up taping that, and I mean that, and stuffed it with newspaper. It was one of the best costumes ever. I looked a little different from them three. You know, they all looked fantastic and were really scary, and I was just a bag of trash. Kind of made me think of Charlie Brown and the, you know, just getting a rock when he trick-or-treated. But one of my best memories. Yeah, there were so many good times. And I think the craziest thing, my sisters made costumes. So we always had awesome costumes. I mean, shit, we've had candy kisses, M&Ms, crayons. I've been a crayon. I mean, Cleopatra. I mean, just all kinds of crazy shit. At one point, I thought we would actually be able to open our own fucking costume store because we just had so damn many that used to be. It started to be a really good thing for, a big thing for us. And it's actually progressed throughout the years, you know. Of course, then you've got the issue, you know, fucking fun size versus, you know, regular size. And things started changing, and it got away from candy, and we started moving into more healthier options. But I've noticed a huge trickle-down in trick-or-treating. Now we've progressed to group trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treatings, or now we just stick with the local stuff. But seriously, not as big as it used to be. And, you know, kids really miss out because those were good times. You know, the only thing you really had to worry about was, you know, damn, am I going to have a big enough bag to carry all my shit? But it's just not that fucking way anymore. It's just crazy. But you know what? I'm still grateful that I had those memories because I had some pretty fucking good times. The craziest costume I ever had, and really actually wasn't a costume, it was just more like makeup. I was in college, and I really wanted to fucking be Smurfette. Couldn't find any freaking blue makeup, though. All I could find was green, and I ended up putting the green makeup on and a wig, and I went to a Halloween party, and I think it was in the dorm that I was in, good old Clark Hall, which was the co-ed dorm. It was awesome. Fucking awesome. Anyway, I went to this party, and I ran into some guys from my class, and they had no fucking idea who I was. And I think there were a lot of Pat Benatars and shit like that. But, you know, that was that time, you know, early 80s. It was fun. But 90s, of course, the second nephew, or my first nephew actually came along. And, of course, my sister continuing the tradition of cute-ass costumes. She decided one year, and my most memorable time with them kids was she had made costumes and dressed them up as Tinkerbell and Peter Pan. Of course, you know, my niece was Tinkerbell, and he was Peter Pan. It was cute. cute as hell. Very excited young man about, I mean, the kid fucking ran anywhere. Every, you know, the second he started moving, he really started moving fast. But I remember him trick-or-treating and running and running and running, and they were just cute as fuck. My sister was very much, Tinkerbell happens to be her favorite, so it's natural that they would be Tinkerbell and Peter Pan. But he had the little hat and everything, and I just have this vision of him running from house to house to house and trick-or-treating, and time, of course. It's dark. We can't see very well. We were, you know, in a town a little north of Rockport visiting family, and he was running along, and he was so fucking dizzy he tripped, spilled his fucking pumpkin full of candy all over the fucking place, and he just cried and just got so damn aggravated. But, oh my God, I gotta tell you, trick-or-treating with little ones is just fucking hysterical when you're an adult. It's just funny. But later in the years, we progressed going to bars for parties or Halloween parties. Those were actually cool. There were some really cool bars. One time I went with a group of friends, and I had a really crazy-ass friend. His name was Eddie, and like divine, and I mean, he was just, the man had a beard and he just had all this make, it was just fucking hysterical. But what, you know, one of the things Sister Bear and I did, of course, was we ended up going to one piano bar downtown, and that's the year we dressed up as, you know, she was a Hershey's Kiss, was just cute as hell. And I believe I was also I went as an Eminem that year. But anyway, that one was an awesome competition because, I mean, there were people who were, they were dressed up like, I mean, they had a contest, of course, which is like $500 contest, you know, a costume contest. Pardon me, guys. Gotta let the dog out. Jesus, it's like, let the dog in, let the dog out. It's just crazy. He insists on sitting in here with me when I do my podcast, which is okay. Except when he's not freaking laying down. But anyway, we went to this one piano bar this one time. It was, they had, oh my God, we had an awesome time. We saw the most coolest costumes ever. There was one guy who was actually dressed up in the movie Beetlejuice when he shrinks the guy's head at the end. I mean, the Grim Reapers and everything. It was just huge, massive costumes. And I think that's when people really started getting into Halloween, especially adults. And it seems to be, I don't know, maybe I'm getting older, but it seems to be like it's becoming more of an adult holiday than a kid holiday. Kids just don't seem to have as much. They have their own fun. I guess they can still go trick-or-treating, but I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an adult and I feel like I have a little bit more freedom with that. But I gotta tell you, fucking hysterical. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And it's just fun seeing kids dressing up. And, you know, big thing is every year, it's like, what are you gonna be for Halloween? Well, I don't know what I'm gonna fucking be for Halloween. Good God. I barely know what I'm going to have for breakfast. So, we'll see what happens. One thing about Halloween that I do not like is scary fucking movies. I have never been a scary movie person. I like thrillers and stuff like that, but the scary fucking gory shit, no. Just don't like to be afraid. You know, life is scary enough. I don't need to be scared for my entertainment. I remember there was a time in high school when we went to see Halloween when it came out in 1978. I remember going to the drive-in and seeing that. And actually, at that time, my parents, of course, took us. And, oh my freaking gosh, we were like, I was scared to fucking death. I mean, that damn Michael Myers was freaking everywhere. And I mean, it was brilliant. Brilliant movie. Scared the fuck out of me. But I was, you know, I'm just not that much into scary movies. And damn it, I had a friend, Eddie. My friend Eddie used to drag me to scary ass movies all the fucking time. And I actually had a cousin one time that took me to see a Friday the 13th. Ridiculous fucking 3D movie. You know, not only was it scary, but you know, 3D movies back then, I mean, they were really literally freaking, just kind of like they are now, fucking coming at you. It was just really crazy. I think about tore my cousin's arm off. But yeah, this girl's not a scary movie girl. Didn't get into any of the Nightmare on Elm Street or anything like that. So yeah, that's one thing that I don't like about Halloween. But the fun thing is it was a trend there for a while when after the kids got out of the trick-or-treating stage and they were more in the middle school and they had more friends and shit. My younger sister Bear used to have parties, Halloween parties. Oh my God. They were like a freaking fucking family event. I mean, we had chili, we had desserts, and our big sister Bear, God, her favorite was Ghost in the Graveyard. She loved them fucking Ghost in the Graveyard. But she had the best parties. I just remember we had them for several years. And I just remember we would do hay rides and all that kind of crazy ass shit and s'mores. And we had campfire. We had a big ass fire. But of course, you know, it was like sweatshirt and jean weather, you know. So it was just a fun time of the year for a nice little fall Halloween party. And it used to be quite a big hit with the kids, friends, parents. I mean, damn, parents actually loved coming to them damn things too, because they were just so fucking fun. But I've gotten away from dressing up on Halloween. One of the fun things, you know, is, you know, what am I going to be for Halloween? But you know, it's a little different now. I'm not really into dressing up that much. And basically, I just don't. I mean, now, fuck. The big thing is Halloween decorating. I mean, the people go all kinds of extremes for Halloween decorating. And haunted houses are really fun, too. And damn, I remember my friend. I did like going to haunted houses. I know, crazy shit. But, you know, I did like going to those. But I went to one in Evansville in high school with some friends of mine, girlfriends of mine, and Jesus, that one was wicked. I mean, it was dark, and it was like a story. It was sponsored by a church, so it was a whole story, and oh my gosh, it was scary as fuck, but it was really cool at the same time, because it was a very active haunted house. I mean, damn, we crawled over coffins and, you know, went around, you know, corners and shit. It was up and down stairs. I mean, it was just, you know, very, very active. Probably my best experience ever. It was put on by a church. It was called Night of Death. So, you know, again, it was kind of church themed. It was still very good way. I mean, you sat through your own funeral. You sat through a funeral. You crawled over the castle. It was just freaking crazy. And then, of course, going to the haunted house at the state hospital, the psych hospital. That was kind of wicked too. Crazy as shit going on there. You just felt the vibe when you got on the grounds with that. So I did go through some haunted house stages. But that, you know, again, that kind of, you know, fell to the wayside as well. But again, the Halloween decorating is really, really a fun thing to do now. And they do it with Christmas lights. I'm just waiting for them to start having, you know, competitions with Halloween decorations as well, because I just tell you, people really, really get into it. And you know, again, this last year, Sister Bear, she had some cool fucking decorations too. She did the cutest thing with some, you know, I think it was clear plastic, and she made these, it just looked like, she's got this black light shining on it. It's, you know, shout out to the Little Sister Bear and my niece. You guys fucking rocked Halloween decorations this year. And of course, you know, that's the fun thing to do anymore on Halloween, is to go around and look at all the decorations. Times are a-changing. I often wonder if people don't trick-or-treat as much is because we lack a lot of sense of community anymore. I mean, it's like we're really, really close to each other sometimes in the way our houses are built and proximity, but yet I don't think we could ever be farther away from our neighbors as we are now. I mean, I love the beautiful thing with my younger sister when she used to have those Halloween parties. There was such a sense of community and, you know, neighbors and people watching out for each other. It was just very, very special times. And to be able to experience that with some really cool fucking people is just, and some great kids. It's just amazing to see how time has changed everyone, and even changed the times. Now, again, we do the trunk-or-treats. We have pumpkin patches, and they're more fall festy, but they still don't have the same feeling. You know, the feeling of getting the full-size candy bars when you went to the Cool House, or the homemade caramel corn or whatever at the cool lady's house. And it just, I don't know, those were such special times, and I'm so grateful to have those kind of memories. Now, of course, you know, when people ask me, you know, what are you going to do for Halloween? How are you going to dress up? You know, I've had one of the most scariest fucking years ever, and I've been so many people for so long. I just went as myself, went in my cute little LuLaRoe leggings, and just let my personality come out that way, you know. Still, it's still me, but it's just being a little bit more whimsical and just a little bit more classic about it. Of course, times are changing, but you know what? We still have to keep moving forward. We all know, friends, that it is never, ever a straight line. Enjoy your curves, but for God's sake, stay in your lane. Peace, love, and candy corn, everyone. Until we meet again.